Welcome, everybody, back to another exciting edition of the Boost Seminar Free Preview Teleseries. Tonight, our special guest is going to be Stephen Beck from down in Texas. And I'm excited to have you guys here with us live, listening in as you're listening in live. Those of you who are choosing to listen to the replay recording, thanks for checking it out. Thanks for giving us the time of day. And hopefully the stuff you guys are going to learn here, you know, in the next 35, 45 minutes or so is really going to blow your mind and open your eyes to some pretty exciting things that's happening in the world of webinars. And maybe those people, there's some people here on this call that have never heard the word webinar before. It's basically the opposite of what we're doing with the teleseminar, except it's going to be something that you do on the computer and you actually see a screen instead of, you know, listen to it without seeing a screen. And the technology, I think, is still brand new. So we're going to be talking about webinars today. And we're going to talk about how to use webinars. We're going to talk about how to get wildly wealthy with webinars, which I know our guest tonight, Stephen Beck, has been doing. I saw an email he sent out the other day that said how much money he was making doing this stuff. And it was crazy, crazy stuff. So we're going to just give you a quick commercial. And when I say quick, I mean this time I'm going to go really quick. Through what's the deal with the Boost Seminar, and just kind of give you guys a little snippet of what it is. I'll go through the speaker list and the topics of who's going to be coming after Stephen's done. So I'll let you guys get Stephen right up front, and then we'll kind of conclude with some calls to action. Now, everyone who is listening to this call tonight or on the replay, I'm going to give you a special offer today. And so there is going to be something I'm going to give you at the very end of this call that if you stick with us the whole time, you're going to love it, and you're absolutely going to love it 100%. So don't leave early. Stay with us the whole, you know, 45 minutes or so. What's the Boost Seminar? The Boost Seminar basically is three things. We created this seminar because we see there's three areas that people right now in this economy are struggling with. Right now they're struggling with the finances. You know, we talk about how bad the economy is, and everyone always gets down on that. And so we're here to help people boost their incomes and boost their finances, showing them pathways to wealth and prosperity. And the second thing that the Boost Seminar exists for, it exists to help people connect with other marketers, other wealth students, other prosperity believers, and people who want to, you know, accelerate their networking abilities. You know, because I can tell you this, and I know Steve will probably talk about it too. You know, we met at a seminar. That's how Steve and I got to become friends, because we went to an event, and we've been knowing each other probably for like 5 years now or more, because of seminars. And that's cool. And we met, and we create business together that way. You guys need to be connecting and joint venturing with people, and the best way to do that is by going to live events and seminars. The third thing that we are really striving for as a hallmark of the Boost Seminar is to help you guys boost your marketing skills. And to teach you how the internet works, to show you systems and tools and resources, introduce you to concepts that maybe you've heard about or not too sure about how it works. And it's like a learning incubator for 3 days. It's like you know what? It's like going to college for 4 years in 3 days. It really is that much of an accelerated learning situation. I mean, you're going to hear 12 speakers. Each speaker gets a 90-minute session to teach. I don't have pitch fests at my events. My speakers sign the contracts to work with me. They know that they have to do a 90% teaching, and if they want to offer something as continuing education on the back, they can do that. But basically, I tell them I'm going to hold you to 90% complete content. And, you know, even that's not enough. You know, people want to get more. They want to invest more in the concepts and some of the teachings of our speakers that come. And so we allow them to, you know, have that investment opportunity. But for the most part, this is not a pitch fest event. You know, three things: boost your finances, boost your connections and networking abilities, joint venturing, and then boost your marketing skills. And we guarantee this will happen to you if you come overnight, meaning the first day. The first day you attend our conference, if you don't find that you found some information that's going to boost your finances, boost your connections, and boost your marketing skills, you can come up to me at the back of the room and say, Jeff, I want a complete refund, and I'll give you a complete refund. Now, here's another crazy thing I'll do. I'll let you stay all 3 days, and if you stay all 3 days, and for some weird reason, like you've heard this all before for some reason, and there's nothing new to you, and nothing excited you, and you didn't make any friends, you didn't make any joint ventures, and you're like, this is the loserest concert or conference I've ever been to, then I will gladly give you 100% of your money back at the end of 3 days. And you can go home happy that, you know, it wasn't a good conference, I guess, if that's a thing you can do. But you know what? I've never had that happen before. And I've been doing this kind of stuff since 2006, putting on internet marketing conferences and events. I do it because I love helping people succeed online. And I love helping people find out how they can use the internet as a vehicle for generating wealth and making friendships and doing business together as joint ventures. So that's how I met Stephen Beck. And that's why he's going to be on this call tonight talking with you guys, because we met at a live event. Now, the Boost Seminar takes place. It's March the 19th to the 21st. It's a little less than 4 weeks away. It's going to be in St. Paul, Minnesota. And you know what's great about here being in St. Paul, Minnesota is, you know, Delta Airlines and Northwest Airlines is like a major hub here. So it is very easy to fly here. As a matter of fact, Steve, I don't know if you got your airfare yet. I just booked airfare for my affiliate manager, Mitch, who lives in Atlanta. I got a stinking plane ticket for $199. That's with taxes and everything included. So there's some really good fare sales going on right now all over the country to get you guys to Minnesota. So if you haven't booked your airlines yet and you're coming out this way, you definitely want to start looking right now at the fare sales, because the good news is we're kind of in that spring break time of the year when that seminar is going on. And so a lot of airfare discounts for spring breakers to fly around the country. So take a look what's out there and jump on it and get these big sales before the seats are all sold out there. Especially if you live in Atlanta, you can get out here for less than $200. So that's pretty cool. So the tickets for this conference is $997. I'm just going to let you guys know right up front that there is going to be a special offer, and the tickets will not be $997 if you listen to all the way through this call. I'm going to show you guys how to get a discount on that. So that's all I'm going to say about the Boost Seminar for now, is just the quick pre-call commercial. I will give you more details about our speakers and topics at the end of the call, because I want to get right into the content now with Mr. Stephen Beck. So Stephen, welcome to the call.
Hey, thanks for having me.
Yeah, always glad to have you on board. You know, Stephen is one of the nicest guys you guys will ever meet in the internet marketing world, and he and I both come from a similar faith background, and we both are believers. We love what we do. We love helping people, and because of that connection that we've had, you know, I've seen Stephen's products, I've seen what he's produced out there, and you know, I've seen a lot of other people's products, and comparing them, I just like, oh, I cringe. But when I see Stephen's products and the caliber that he puts together of information and the technology skills he's got, it's a pretty remarkable thing. Because this is a gentleman who's came to the internet second or third career. Okay,
right.
This is not his first love. This is not his firstborn baby, was trying to figure out how to make money on the internet. So let's go into your backstory a little bit, Stephen. Tell people about your backstory and kind of how you got to be on this phone call today.
Yeah, that is an interesting story, and I really appreciate you having me on the call, Jeff. And we met, I think, at a big seminar, actually.
Yeah.
We met there and then forged a friendship, and then have done a lot of business together and done a few of your seminars together. But I got into this. I was originally a remodeling contractor for 20 years. I spent 20 years building a construction company with my own two hands, and you know, went from swinging a hammer to, you know, become more of a general contractor. And then I just got the bug to go to seminary, and so I remember visiting the seminary, and then when I came home, my wife was like, well, what's the verdict, are we moving? I'm like, yes ma'am, in the fall. So, you know, it took a while to shut down the business. We shut it down. We got all packed. We moved 2,000 miles from home, no friends, no family, and, you know, I had basically a full-time job just at seminary. All the reading, all the classes, I had to preach on the weekends. I hopped on a plane every other weekend to go all around the country and speak. But the problem was, how in the world was I going to feed my family? I had a daughter in college and another, you know, right behind her. And so the whole question is, you know, I'm 2,000 miles from home, no friends, no family, no job. How in the world am I going to make ends meet? Well, you know, I didn't have time to play around. I mean, I didn't have time to do, you know, personality tests and go to monster.com and figure out what the career for me would be, because I was kind of working on my next career. I was going to go to seminary and I was going to be a full-time pastor. So I turned to the internet. And within 3 years, I was able to basically replace my 20-year remodeler income. I was able to make a six-figure income on the internet in 3 years, and that was doing it in my part time. I know that if I could have devoted my full time to it, I could have probably done it in less time. But that was in addition to reading big, fat, thick theology books, going to class, all the stuff that comes with seminary. You're really a torn person because, I mean, you got, you know, I say that was my full-time job. It was really everything. I was just totally immersed in it. And yet, you know, because of the power and the leverage of the internet, it's so highly leveraged, you can do a little bit and make a lot of money on the internet. I was able to make a six-figure income while all my other seminary buds were just barely making ends meet. So they all thought, you know, I was, you know, doing some kind of weird stuff on the side. But no, it was just basic internet marketing, but the leverage was so powerful.
Were you, would you consider yourself some guy who was really savvy on the computer? Like, were you like, you know?
Not at all. And that's the funny thing is there were guys in my seminary that were light years ahead of me as far as being able to build websites and do technical mumbo jumbo on the computer. Basically, I wasn't even an email fan. I never used email in my remodeling company. I probably should have, but I'm not what you call an early adopter. I'm a dinosaur. And so basically, you know, I just figured out, hey, there is so much leverage here. If I learn a few basic principles of, you know, internet stuff, and I couple that with age-old principles of marketing, how could I, you know, how could I fail? And that's another point. It all got started really at a seminar, and that's one reason why people should attend a seminar, is you can actually go touch and feel and meet other people who are doing the same thing as you, and then don't be afraid to pay for a shortcut. You know, I grew up, you know, I'm a Texan, I'm an American, and you do things on your own, and you don't pay for shortcuts, you do everything the hard way. No, I'm telling you, you know, jettison that mentality right away. Pay for the shortcut, and you too can maybe make a six-figure income, you know, in your part time because you're following in somebody else's footsteps.
Yeah, I've got that same philosophy on the video sales letter for the Boost seminar. It's called the earn your way in method and the buy your way in method. And the earn your way in method is the blood, sweat, and tears. You know, someday down the road I'll get where I want to go method. And the buy your way in method is the country club method, where, you know, hey, it's a lot of money, but you're buying your way into relationships, you're buying your way into access and to information and friend. You actually buy your way into friendships that you never would have been able to get. You know, I'll give you one example of that. Tomorrow morning, I'm getting on a plane. And I'm buying my way into a relationship with Tim Ferriss from the 4-Hour Workweek.
Wow.
Just kind of like, you know, came and landed in my lap. And so I'm going to go have dinner with him tomorrow night. And then he's got a private little party he's putting together tomorrow night in San Francisco. And so I'm spending all my resources to go for basically a 5 or 6 hour, you know, meeting with this guy. And I'm paying a lot of money to do it. Why? Why would I even do that? It's because I want to be surrounded with the people who surround themselves around Tim Ferriss, because there's probably some really interesting people that will be at this event tomorrow night that I can network with.
Right.
And I want to get a photo op of Tim, too, because he talks about outsourcing, and that's my whole thing. And I want to relate to that, and I want him to relate to me. So buying your way in, like Stephen's talking about here, is the fastest, easiest, and simplest way to really get accelerated you know, breakthroughs in your business. Can you give some examples, Stephen, of how relationships or some events, the seminars, is really giving you an open door to big things in your businesses?
Oh, it's just been incredible. The first course I ever bought at a seminar was about how to create pages that get ranked in Google and then you make money off the AdSense. Well, what that did was gave me a margin, because I threw that together. I mean, I think I paid $2,000 for it. It paid me back about $40,000, and that gave me enough margin and buffer so that then I had some time to actually learn some stuff. This was kind of a done-for-you deal, but then I had some time to learn some stuff, learn some marketing, create some information products, and this is a very important principle. As you're doing things, take notes and make videos, because then whatever you do, whatever your pathway to success, you can market that in addition to whatever you're marketing, because people love to follow in your footsteps. So if you're a brand new newbie and you're going to, let's say, write an ebook or do a webinar or, you know, drive traffic or whatever you're going to do, take some notes, figure out, you know, write a journal, make some videos along the way, and therein lies a product. And, you know, you say that it's the fast way. Buy your way in is the fast way. It's also the most sure way, because I can't think of a more sure way to fail than to just try to grunt through it all by yourself and hit disappointment after disappointment after disappointment. You will lose heart, you'll quit, and then you'll never realize your potential. So, you know, I bought a course that translated into the, you know, into, you know, giving me some margin and paid me back pretty well. I created a course. I bought even more courses on copywriting. You know, I've got your course on outsourcing, so now that I don't have to do everything myself, you know, it just, now it's funny, when I want to learn a skill, I buy a course because I don't have time to reinvent the wheel. And no matter how much I pay for a course, if I take some massive action with that course, I don't have to do everything in the course. But if I do two or three things, it'll pay me back. So
yeah, that's what I do. I go out there and I buy a course too, but instead of me going through it, I have an outsourcer go through the whole thing for me.
There you go. That's pretty good.
Yeah.
That's pretty good. But that's one of the things people get really messed up on, is they're like, I've got to go through the whole course A to Z before I get my money's worth out of it. No. If you get one or two concepts, then the course has paid for itself. So my philosophy in life is just, it's a lot better to take two or three actions, knowing half of what you need to know, than try to know everything and not take any actions at all.
What do you think keeps people from moving forward in success? You know, they hear this information, they know they need it, or they even buy study tools and resources, home study courses. They've invested in your systems, my systems, but they never finish it and they never get it going. What causes that to happen, do you think, in people?
You know, I mean, if I had to, you hear all the excuses, I don't have time. And my favorite example of that is, well, if I give you a $500 bill for every hour you invested, would you find the time? And you bet they would. They'd be up at 3 in the morning working on it, you know, because they would truly believe that there is a return for their investment. So that's one of the things. It's just a lack of faith that, you know, the work you put in is not going to pay you back. But I think there's an even more fundamental problem, and that's fear. It's fear of, well, what will people think, and what if I fail? And a person just has to get over that. They just, and I think what everybody's doing is they're walking up to the plate saying, okay, I got to hit a home run, got to hit a home run, got to hit a home run. And everybody knows that the home run kings are also the biggest strikeout kings, because they're swinging with everything they have with every pitch. My philosophy of life is get a single, get a double, get a base hit, just get on base. Then wonderful things can happen.
Yeah,
so,
let the ball hit you every once in a while, too. Step in front of the ball if you
right.
have to. Just get on base.
Just get on base. Your most prolific ball players are the ones that just get on base. And here's another baseball analogy. You know, we pay these people, we pay guys a gazillion dollars to fail two out of three times. Think about that. If a person has a 300 batting average, we think, wow, they're a Hall of Famer. That means they fail to get on base. They don't even make it to first base two out of every three times. So you need to really consider that. When I launch products, this year is no exception. I've probably launched five or six products this year, maybe a few more. You know, out of, let's say, 10 products, I'll have two that are really good. I'll have, you know, let's say four that are okay. And I'll have another, I'm terrible with math, let's say four that are just dogs that just failed miserably and publicly, you know? And that's why sometimes I kind of do soft launches to see how they'll do. But even with people like me that are professional now, internet marketers, I still have a lot of dogs, but I'll never know which ones are dogs until I let them run.
Yeah.
So that's a big, big, big encouragement to everyone on this call, is just let the dogs run. then pick your winners, because you'll see them really quick. They'll get out ahead of the pack, and then run with the winners. But if you're just trying to spend 10 years on one dog, that may or may not, you know, that may or may not pan out for you.
Yeah. Well, that's great. I'm glad. That's a great answer you gave me there. I was really, really inspired by that. The last time we were tracking together, you were teaching people how to create a product in, I think, 8 weeks. 8 weeks to profit. Is
yes.
that right? That's what it was called?
That's correct.
And then after that kind of ran its course, you know, all of a sudden there was Steven resurrecting, maybe one of the fast dogs, was this whole concept with webinars. So can you
right.
tell the story about how you transitioned from one system and how the webinar thing came to being like the new vehicle for you?
Sure. Well, 8 weeks to profits, actually the webinar product was just an evolution, if you will, or an outgrowth from 8 weeks to profits, because, you know, the whole concept between eight weeks to profits is find something that there's demand for, information, specifically information in your head that other people would pay for. And a lot of people discount the information in their head, but it's actually very valuable. In fact, if you don't think it's valuable, you're probably getting a paycheck for the information in your head right now. I mean, there's probably not that many unemployed people on this call. Somebody's paying you a pretty good sum of money for the information in your head. So 8 weeks to profits was all about how to get that out of your head and into an information product as quickly as possible. Well, the beauty of that is, you know, my whole goal is let's get it out quicker and quicker and quicker. Let's make this thing easy. And so what I stumbled upon was this whole concept of a webinar class. Instead of going through all of the rigmarole of having a launch and writing an ebook and launching it that way and all that kind of stuff, we just started having these promotional webinars.
Define that webinar thing again. You know, just kind of break it down through your definition as opposed to what we're doing here on a teleseminar.
Sure. Basically, what I would do is send out email. Let's say I had a list or somebody else had a list. I'd send out an email and say, hey, you know, Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern, we are going to have a promotional webinar. It's a free webinar that you can join, and all you got to do is click on this link. You'll be able to see my PowerPoint, because you're going to be able to see my screen. Anything that's on my screen, you can see, and you can hear my voice. Now, with some of the advent of technology, most people now can see and hear over their computer, over their internet, which is cool because that saves people long distance. So what we did is we say, okay, the technology is here, and the show and tell is so effective, and I can get into some models in just a second, but my favorite model is basically give a free webinar where I tell them, look, this is the problem. I had the same problem, but I overcame it, and here are some of my results. Now let me show you a couple things you need to do to overcome the problem. Let me show you some obstacles to overcome the problem by yourself. By the way, I've got a live webinar class starting next Tuesday, and then I sell them into my live webinar class. Now it doesn't stop there, because now think about the concept here. I have not invested much time or energy, really, in my live webinar class yet. I'm having a promotional webinar. I mean, I've spent a little bit of time on the promotional webinar, but I'm making sure that I've got some live buyers before I invest all that time and energy in creating all the PowerPoints and the outline and all that kind of stuff. Okay,
mm-hmm.
So I invite them to a free webinar. I sell a certain amount of people. Let's be conservative. It's 20 or 30 people that join my live webinar at $97. You know, well, I just made, you know, $3,000. I'm getting paid to create a product. Now I have a live webinar. Let's say it's a 3 or 4 part live webinar every Tuesday at 9 p.m. Eastern for the next 4 weeks. I record that. Now that becomes my home study course. And I also offer Q&A at the end of each class. So I have a 4-part class, Q&A, audience involvement. I throw in a few PDFs and transcripts. Voila, I've got a full multimedia home study course about any topic I desire, and it all started with a free promotional webinar, and people voted with their pocketbooks as to whether they wanted me to continue with the full-blown course or not. Does that make sense?
Yeah, so will people pay for a webinar right up front, or should you always do them for free to begin the process?
That's a great question. I've done both. If I have enough information for three or four parts, I always like to give a free one because people will come. They'll see my knowledge of the topic. I also have the ability to kind of generate some needs inside them, because I'm going to say, here's some of the obstacles of why you're not solving the problem by yourself. Guess what? We can help you solve that problem. We have the live webinar class. So if I have a three or four part webinar class, then I usually have a free promotional webinar. If I have a one-off thing, let's say I want to teach them just one concept, you know, how to start a ClickBank account. Well, I know that's not going to take me three or four times, then I'll sell that maybe for $27. But by and large, if I'm going to maximize my time, I tend to do a free promotional webinar. Now, I hope everybody's realizing you can do this on any topic. This can be on dog training, losing weight, stop smoking, internet marketing, outsourcing, you name it. You can cover information, but remember my little formula. You know, I have the same, here's the problem, I have the same problem, here's what it cost me, and here's what it's probably costing you. I overcame it, here are my results. Let me show you some breakthroughs that I had, but let me also show you some obstacles that you're going to have. Guess what? I got a resource that can help. That is so powerful, and has made me a lot of money.
Well, the last I saw, you sent an email out and you said, hey, in the last 8 months of doing these webinar deals, you had generated, I think, over $150,000.
That's just from
accurate statement, or did I see something else? Was that true?
No, that's true, and that's just one of our webinars, and we have several going on at the same time. So,
yeah.
Yes, you can make a lot of money with webinars because they are one of the best sales machines, bar none. I mean, the only thing that comes close to a webinar is a live event like you're having.
Right.
Okay.
Well, let me ask you about the what we call the close. You know, speakers talk about the close. With a webinar, you're not just teaching. I mean, you can have webinars where you're just going to teach something and there's not going to be anything pitched at the end. There's no sales. There's no, you know, invest deeper into a home study situation or a private mastermind. And people walk away with great content and they love you for it. But then there's the other model, which is the business side of webinars, where people will make an offer at the end of a webinar. And I think some people don't understand how to make a correct offer. And so they get their whole, like, they just go through the presentation. The presentation was great, and then they said, "So I've got a product and it's $29.95. Here's the website to go get it." And then you wonder why you don't make any sales. So, is there some strategies or anything you can share with people on how to monetize a webinar to make sure that like a sale happens and you get customers and you get people to invest with you?
Yeah, you definitely need to make sure they understand. Let's go back to that simple formula. Here's the problem. Now, a lot of people state the problem in such a way, and let's just say, okay, the problem is, you know, you're 40 pounds overweight, okay? And then here is, I had the same problem, and here's what the problem cost me. Well, you're giving information, but right then and there, you're connecting with your audience. So the first point is you have to connect with the audience, and you have to explain to them why the problem is worth doing something about. And that's always been one of my deals. You know, invariably, I'll see a webinar on how to organize your home office. You know what? Nobody's really proven to me that my whole business is going to just fall down around my ears if I don't have an organized office. You know, it's just not that compelling. There's no passion there. There's, you know, but with weight or making money or training your dog, there's a lot of stuff that can happen if you don't do it right. Now, I'm not saying that organizing your office is not a good topic. I'm just saying you have to create in your audience that the problem is severe enough that it has to be taken care of.
I actually hired somebody here in the Twin Cities because my little closet office that I've made all my money in, this tiny, tiny little space where we used to put coats and stuff, got so filled with so many things that I was like living in stacks of overwhelm. And so I just went on the internet and I found someone who was a professional office organizer named Sheila. And I said, Sheila, I made a video of it. And I said, Sheila, here's my messy office. And I did a whole like little flip cam video. And I said, I need your help. Please come to my house. Help me. And she did. She came here. And she took me, it took three full days. So there is definitely, I tell you, wow. There's definitely a need for office organizers as you're talking about that. There's definitely a need out there. And she helped me out. And then in the meantime, she learned a lot from me about marketing and was kind of blown away about what I'm doing online. And now we're actually doing some joint ventures and some partnerships together because
cool.
That all happened. And she's going to help promote the Boost Seminar as well. And you know, get some more people here who are in her entrepreneur circles because they probably need to get this information.
But see, that's the key to making sales, and that's the fine line that you kind of walk when you want to give good content because they deserve it and they value it and they won't stay on your call if they just sense it's just a pitch. But at the same time, you want to create need at the same time, so you have to demonstrate that the problem is severe enough that it needs fixing, or that the let's say the solutions, once the problem is fixed, things will be so much better. They'll make more money, they'll be more organized, you know, and on down the line. So it really needs to be a benefit driven webinar, and it's the same philosophy goes to a teleseminar. So you need to address the problem. Don't be afraid to tweak some pain, because a doctor has to tweak some pain before he can, you know, prescribe the solution to it. And then make sure that you explain to them that they cannot, under any circumstances, solve this problem just by listening to your 60-minute webinar. Okay? Mm-hmm. And that's really true. I mean, if I was doing short sales or foreclosures, there's no way I can tell you everything you need to know about foreclosures in a 60-minute webinar. I can tell you the mountaintops, I can tell you the potential, I can tell you some things to avoid, but you're going to have to come to my live webinar class in order to get all of the, you know, the forms and all of the know-how to be able to do it right. So that's one of the things that people who are either speaking from the stage, doing teleseminars or webinars, they need to know that their job is not just to impart information, but it's to impart it in such a way that people take action and actually find solutions to their problems.
Okay. A question I have for you regarding webinars is, what are some services that allow us to do these screen sharing?
That's a great question. There's WebEx, that's one webinar hosting. There's GoToWebinar, that's the one that I use and recommend. There's another one called Omnovia. It's, I think, very expensive, and all of these have pluses and minuses. Adobe Connect that I hear is very expensive. Mostly corporations use it, and you kind of pay per person on the line, so it's really great for training, lots of continuing education training. Let's say if I was a lawyer and I had to put in so many hours of continuing education by watching videos online, well, then that would be a great choice. And WebEx, they're kind of funny because, I mean, it's expensive and you pay per person. GoToWebinar for the internet marketer seems to work very well because it's a flat rate per month, and you can actually have as many webinars as you want. The only limitation that I find with GoToWebinar is that you can only have 1,000 people at the same time on a webinar. Now, for the person just starting out, that's usually not an issue. If I think I'm going to have more than 1,000 people, sometimes I'll have a afternoon webinar and then have a repeat in the evening, and that way I can break it into two. So there's, you know, those are kind of the major ones. But the least expensive way to get started is probably GoToWebinar at this point.
And they just raised their prices last week, guys. So if you were kind of losing on. Did you see how much they raised their prices by?
Yeah, I think they went to $500 a month. Is that correct?
Yeah, $500 a month. So it went from $99 a month for a 1,000-person webinar to I think now they'll let you do a 100-person webinar for $100 a month. And then if you want to put 1,000 people on there, it's $500 a month. And everyone who was a part of their system in the old days got grandfathered in, so we didn't get the price increase, thank goodness.
Yeah.
But I guess so many people are using this technology now, and they're seeing it, you know, this as a premium item now, so they're raising their prices. And you talked about that Adobe Connect. I mean, I think, how much are they a month, like $1,000 a month or something like that?
It depends on, I know some people that, now they're putting a lot of people on at the same time, and they work in the Forex trading, but, man, I think their bill is like $30,000, $40,000 a year. I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, you know what, I was watching a video the other night, too, from Ryan Dice and Perry, and they talked about, they did a webinar that cost them $24,000 for one webinar. One webinar.
Right.
But you know what? They made that back in the first minute of their when they went to their close and their sales process, and they did several million dollars worth of that thing. So, $24,000 to make six figures, seven figures, not a big deal.
Well, but I will say, just for the average person on this call, that's when you get into the big leagues. But still, GoToWebinar is a very, I mean, if you don't think you're going to get more than 100 people, or that creates nice scarcity, look, I can only fit 100 people on this call, you need to go ahead and register right away, then that's still a great venue for you to go. And again, you know, I'm lucky I'm grandfathered in, but if I had to pay $500 a month, I'd do it because I use it so much and I make so much money with it. So it's just a cost of doing business.
Mm-hmm. I told you I was going to ask you when we got the call started about the whole like replay system and kind of what some of your strategies and philosophies are for, you know, because not everyone can be on a call live, you know, because maybe it's the wrong time or they're in a different time zone and so they can't catch it live, but they want to get this great content. So what are some strategies you have for doing replays?
Yeah, one of the things that you have to, I mean, we really have to make a little bit of a demarcation between a regular video, because I know some people are saying, why don't I just put a video up on my website? The problem with a video, even on a sales page, is there's no reason to buy now. I mean, that's why a lot of sales pages convert at 2% or 3%, because they know that any old time they want to, they can come back to that sales page and get it for the same price. Now, yeah, you may have a one-time offer and that kind of stuff, but in the end, I mean, when it's not a one-time event, when it's not a day in time, I mean, think of Jeff's Boost seminar coming up. You know that it's going to happen on a certain date. You know you have to buy your tickets by then. He's got built-in scarcity. The date's coming. The seats are filling. You got to make a move. You know, you can't sit on your hands and do nothing. Well, with a regular sales letter, you can sit on your hands all day long. Anything in ClickBank, you can just wait until you're ready. And, you know, those who wait probably will never buy. With a webinar, the wonderful thing about a webinar is you can say, look, I'm having it on Tuesday at 9 p.m. Special webinar price is only $9.97. On Thursday, it jumps back up to $14.97. You just create a scarcity, and you can enforce that scarcity. It's a real scarcity because it was a point in time. You can say, look, this thing's only available for 48 hours. Or you can say the first 15 buyers get so-and-so. Or you can say, you know, I only have so many seats, so many lines available to get into this webinar or into my class. I mean, there's so much scarcity. There's so many reasons to buy now. So that's why you don't want to just throw a video up on your sales letter and say, wow, you know, why are my conversions not increasing? No, you have to have a point in time video. So if you're going to have a replay, so there's really two replays we're talking about. You can actually run, You can pre-record a webinar if you like, and you can run it at a certain time, and then voila, 2 days later, you can say, look, the price is going up. Or you can have a webinar and make the replay only available for a certain time so that all the people who didn't make it to your live webinar can still see the replay. But you don't want to train them into ignoring your webinars and watching the replay, and that's why I almost always have a special offer on my webinars for the first 15, or sometimes I cut out pieces of the live webinar for the replay because, you know, I want to train them to be there live and take action. So I kind of mixed the two replays there together, but does that kind of make sense?
Well, yeah, and that was, I think it was last week or the week before that, you did a little partnership with Jimmy Brown, and he had something up. He made it an event-based action. Hey, from this time to this time, I think it was like from 6 o'clock to 9 o'clock, that's when the replay is going to be available. And if you
come in late...
And you know, you're watching it, and you know, you get in late, it's going to shut off, and you're going to miss it. How was he able to do that? Was he just putting a replay up there and then just governing the time it was up there, or was he using some ninja technology behind that?
No, I think he was just using a ninja person. Because, I mean, when you think about it, you know, you can put up a web page that says, look, a video will show on this page from 7 to 10 on Wednesday night. Then all you got to do at, you know, 7 o'clock that night is upload the page that has the video, and then at 10:30 take it down, you know. So I mean, you can also do this with cron jobs. A lot of people don't know. You can go into your cPanel and tell a cron job to switch out web pages. So if you don't want to stay up till Thursday at midnight, or let's say you've got a deadline Thursday at midnight, but you know you're hopping on a plane on Wednesday and you won't probably be around a computer to change it, well, then schedule a cron job and tell the cron job to switch it for you. So there's a lot of different ways. I'm kind of involved with a beta testing of software right now. I can't really mention it because I'm in beta test, but it actually has a pre-recorded webinar that I upload, and it actually shows it at a particular time and day and then takes it down for me. So that's just another wrinkle. But I want everybody to catch the concept. The whole reason to put it up and take it down is so that you can control when and how it is shown. Therefore, you can control what offers are associated with it and give people a reason to buy.
Okay. I had a question and it just went, here it is. The recording of a webinar, is that a real difficult thing to figure out? Because I know you and I have always kind of played with kind of how to get the best recordings, and it took me a while to kind of figure it out myself. Because I used to use the recordings off of the ones that I could actually use from GoToWebinar, and I found they were just really low quality WMV, you know, Windows Media video files that didn't look too good, and the audio wasn't so good. So how are you able to capture the audio and video at the same time? Do you have some tools and strategies for that?
Yeah, I mean, the best way is to have another computer and just log in as an attendee and run Camtasia on it. Now, for you Mac people, I think ScreenFlow is kind of the counterpart to Camtasia. But anything that will capture the screen, you can capture it. And so one of the bugaboos is capturing the sound. So there's a few tips and tricks that we can do to capture sound. But by and large, the principle is, you know, you're going to be presenting the webinar on your computer, on your main computer. You're logging in as an attendee on your recording computer, and it gives you an added benefit that you actually get to see what your attendees are seeing, and you'll see that there's a little bit of a lag time. So sometimes I'm like, you know, pulling things around and showing people something on a website, and I'll say, now look here. And I look over at my recording, and I'm like, oh, okay, let me pause just a second. Okay, now you see what I'm talking about. So it's always a good thing. And then when I see that voice meter going up and down in Camtasia, I know they can hear me as well. So it's always a good thing to know what your people are seeing and know that they can hear you. But there's really no magic to it. It's just, you know, logging in as an attendee to your own webinar and then recording it straight off the internet.
Yesterday I did a webinar, and I did 10 minutes until I figured out I forgot to press the show screen button. Has that ever happened to you?
Yeah. Well, but that would be avoided if you're looking at your recording
computer. Yeah, if you had two screens there in front of you, you'd realize that these people are just looking at the webinar will start in a few minutes. So luckily I caught it. You know, my Camtasia is recording my screen on my computer is the way I do it. And so whatever I see, you know, the recorded version of it will be solid. But those who were at the first 10 minutes are kind of like, show your screen. I'm like, dope. Anyway, we're out of time, yeah. You guys. I apologize, we're out of time. Steven, give people a quick bullet points of like maybe four or five more things they can learn when they come to the Boost seminar to hear you deliver this great topic and really show people how to make money with webinars. Because you talk about getting wildly wealthy with webinars.
Yeah. Well, we're going to talk about why you're not making more money in your online and offline business and what you can do about that. We're going to talk about how webinars can skyrocket your income. And we're going to talk about some really cool tips how you can just, exponentially build your list using webinars, because everybody says the money's in the list, and that's right. Well, using webinars, you can exponentially build your list. We're going to talk about four or five webinar models that you can implement immediately after my talk. You can just go and start doing them. And then we're going to talk about how you can take one webinar and turn it into five different products. And then we're going to talk about how to get JV partners to sign on with you to send their coveted email list to your webinars. So we're going to talk a lot about using webinars in your online and offline business, and I can't wait to share all that information with them.
You know what? I've been doing webinars pretty hardcore now since this whole fall. So since September, October, November, December, January, February, my list has increased 7,000 people. And wow. I've seen my profits going to like $45,000 to $55,000 a month just from webinars, you guys. So I'm using the same strategies that I've learned from Steven. I put them in practice in my business, and it has exploded my list, and it's exploded my income. I've tied continuity income into the back of that, which we know we all love getting money paid every single month from people, and that's turned into like a $25,000 to $30,000 recurring income from that as well. So, I mean, it is true. Getting wildly wealthy with webinars is exactly what you guys will learn from what Steven's presentation is going to share with you guys in the 90 minutes he's got. And you also are going to be available for the in-between times. You're going to be there the whole weekend, or you can fly in and out so they can kind of get you for meals and stuff?
No, they'll be able to talk to me in between the times, and I really like to talk to people. That's kind of one of my big things. I like to share information with them, so I'll be there.
Awesome. Well, here's what you guys need to do. Just real quick, you can go to the website. You can go see who's speaking. I got a video set up on there that you guys can go check out. It's going to go through a little presentation. It's 15 minutes long, so it's not that long. Using webinar technology to do that is how I did that. If you go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul, which is S-T Paul. So boostseminar.com/St. Paul. Which is St. Paul. That will take you to our little sales letter video that I've got. It's 15 minutes long. Watch it. You'll see who all the speakers are. You'll see who all the topics that are going to be presented this year. We've got Adam Ginsberg, Greg Caesar, Paul Counts, Clay Wooten, Jason Flatline, Keith Wellman, Michael Neal, Lori Ruff, Larry Loik, Dr. Mike Wu Ming, Reed Florine. Some of these people you know, some of these people you never heard of before. They're all excellent speakers. I would never bring a speaker to my conference who is not excellent in every way, shape, or form. We have the best of the best here because we believe in delivering the best to you, so you have the best resources and abilities to move forward with. If you guys want to get a special discount tonight, here's what's going to happen. The tickets for the conference are $997, and we're going to give you an early bird discount. So anyone who's listening to this call right now live, or if you're listening to the recording up until a certain date, there's going to be a cutoff here coming up in the next few days. So as I said, 83% tickets are already sold. We've got less than 50 seats available. So what you need to do is you need to go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul, S-T-P-A-U-L. And on that page, there's a button that says add to cart. It's a giant button. You can't miss it. It's orange. Click on it and then get your tickets and get yourself reserved. You'll get an email immediately after you do that. That's going to send you all the details about the hotel, the flight information, when you want to arrive. You want to arrive on Thursday the 18th because we start first thing in the morning on Friday the 19th. So you arrive here in the Twin Cities on the 18th, and you probably want to leave, stay the night on Sunday, and probably want to leave on Monday morning, Monday afternoon. Maybe have some breakfast networking with some of the other speakers that you want to meet with or some other attendees, and then fly home on Monday. And so if you order tonight, what we're going to do is instead of $997, we're going to take... $900 off that. So if you guys order tonight, instead of it being $997, it's $97. One-time fee. And that's pretty ridiculous because I know there's a seminar going the weekend before mine that's charging like $3,000 for people to attend, and they're eating it up. They're like paying hand over fist to get in that room before that event sells out. My event is extremely affordable. We make it affordable on purpose because we know there's people out there who want a discount. They want a break. They need a boost. So we're making it affordable for everybody. Go to boostseminar.com/St. Paul. And order your tickets tonight, you guys. Do not wait. And we look forward to seeing everybody who's listening to this call. We look forward to seeing you guys here. And you got to take action tonight. What will change in your life if you don't do anything right now? Nothing. You're going to stay the same. You're still going to have the same problems. You're still going to have the lack of income you have. You're still going to have the same friends around you who put you down because of what you're trying to accomplish. Get yourself into a new environment. Change your scenario. Change your picture. Stop looking at the old pictures that are keeping you down. And get around new friendships, new people, new concepts that are going to boost your income, boost your joint ventures and your connections and your networking, and then boost your marketing skills overnight. I guarantee it, or I'll give you all your money back, you guys. So this is Jeff Mills on behalf of Stephen Beck. Thanks, you guys, for joining us here today. We will see you on the next Boost Seminar preview call, which is going to be on Tuesday night. And have a great evening, everybody. God bless, and we'll see you on the Success Highway.